Task 3. In this section, you are going to hear a review of Saturday's newspapers. Your task will be to fill the gaps in the sentences below with a maximum of 2 words. First, you will have some time to study the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in 3 pieces to give you enough time to write down your answers. At the end, you will have some more time to check your answers. Start studying the task in your booklet now. Now listen to the whole recording.
Well, let's take a look at the first editions of Saturday's newspapers now. I'm joined in the studio by Tim Franks.
This from the Oxford Star. Havergrove granny Phil Gibbard proved that you're never too old for anything when she took a light aircraft for a test flight on the eve of her 81st birthday. Phil, from Evans Lane, Kidlington, had never flown at all. Then she found herself taking off from Kidlington Airport on a trial lesson in a 160-horsepower Piper Warrior. During the half-hour flight over Oxford, Kidlington, Blenheim and Brill, Phil took the controls for a 10-minute stint under the expert eyes of instructor Gino Gambara. The lesson, a surprise present from her son Terry and daughter-in-law Lynn for Phil's 81st birthday, came 2 weeks after her first holiday abroad, a day trip to France. Pilot Gino said she'd done very well, taking control of the single-engine aircraft for a while. There's no age limit. It depends on the person. Work that out if you can. However, I'm very pleased to say that the accompanying picture suggests that Phil thoroughly enjoyed herself. Well, Phil's 81, but Mrs. Jeanne Lister's 100. The Oxford Times reports that friends and family toasted Mrs. Jeanne Lister, who is sparkling wine, to celebrate her 100th birthday. But she stuck to her usual daily glass of brandy, which she insists does her good.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in 3 shorter sections.
Well, let's take a look at the first editions of Saturday's newspapers now. I'm joined in the studio by Tim Franks.
This from the Oxford Star. Hathergrove granny, Phil Gibbard, proved that you're never too old for anything when she took a light aircraft for a test flight on the eve of her 81st birthday. Phil, from Evans Lane, Kidlington, had never flown at all. Then she found herself taking off from Kidlington Airport on a trial lesson in a 160-horsepower Piper Warrior. During the half-hour flight over Oxford, Kidlington, Blenheim and Brill, Phil took the controls for a 10-minute stint under the expert eyes of instructor Gino Gambara. The lesson, a surprise present from her son Terry and daughter-in-law Lynn for Phil's 81st birthday, came 2 weeks after her first holiday abroad, a day trip to France. Pilot Gino said she'd done very well, taking control of the single-engine aircraft for a while. There's no age limit. It depends on the person. Work that out if you can. However, I'm very pleased to say that the accompanying picture suggests that Phil thoroughly enjoyed herself. Well, Phil's 81, but Mrs. Jeanne Lister's 100. The Oxford Times reports that friends and family toasted Mrs. Jeanne Lister, who is sparkling wine, to celebrate her 100th birthday. But she stuck to her usual daily glass of brandy, which she insists does her good.
This is the end of Task 3, and also the end of the listening exams.